Welcome to another episode on the Duan Marrero podcast. This is your host, Duan Marrero. Joining me today is the one and only five-star prospect who plays for Indy Heat Gym Rats, the one and only Jalen Harrelson, my guy. It's a pleasure.
Yes,
You've been
sir.
on the road. You've been
Yes,
playing a
sir.
lot of basketball. Catch me up from this past weekend at the Charlie Hughes. I wasn't able to attend the Charlie Hughes. I was down in Romeoville, but I saw you guys went undefeated. You had a
Yes.
lot of coaches out to see you. What was that feeling like for you to know like everyone's watching you when you step on the floor?
Man, it was amazing. Just, playing that atmosphere. Obviously, it was a lot of Indiana fans, like Indiana, around the area fans that, came to check me out and, see what the hype about. 'Cause, I haven't played in Indiana in a long time.
Right.
Just playing around camps, going to different camps all over the world. So, fans down here, they got to see, what I'm all about, playing the right way, get my teammates involved, also scoring the ball. I think I put that on full display this weekend. And it's just showing all the coaches, the energy I play with, and how can I pack the game in a winning way? I feel like I
Right.
showed that.
You make a lot of winning plays, man. I've been covering you for quite some time, and you played up. I remember when Coach Jerry Quarles was my head coach, right? And he's on a staff with you, and Jamal Howell was my assistant coach. And they made us play up, and I hated playing up. But I saw over time how much that did for my confidence and obviously my recruitment. You've been playing up all your life. What's that experience like?
I mean, I'm kind of used to it now. When I first did it last year, playing up on UIBL, just the physicality, kind of shocked me a little bit. So, I kind of struggled my first couple of sessions, but then, getting used to the physicality, and the game planning, teams doing you, I feel like it got better over time. Yeah, I feel like it really helped me. Like, I know we're gonna speak about this later, but going to like the
Right.
Nike Elite Camp,
Yeah. What was that
playing my,
like? What was that like? That experience like at the Nike Elite Camp?
Man, it was crazy. Just being around Rasheed Wallace, for like almost
Legend.
a week.
OG.
They're bringing his Philadelphia roots, back to me. Just teaching me some things, mentally. Man, it was amazing, and just being around, other good players, for a long time, and just seeing how they think. And obviously putting on a show, scoring. I show everything I can do in that camp as well. So it was an amazing experience.
After you wrapped up from camp and you connected with all the guys and the coaches and the trainers there, what did you reflect on the road back home? And obviously you slept that next day as a ball player, you'd be like, man, I could have did this better, or let me get back in the lab so I could work on this. What was that tool that you was like, man, I gotta get this going?
I mean, the main thing they preach was just keep putting in work. So I kind of took that home with me. Different coaches, taught me different things. Like my court coach was the team final coach,
Oh,
and
nice.
they have a lot of good guards, and they're 15-1 right now. So he taught me some things, with the ball. Told me some things I need to work on, and obviously, it was some bigger guards coached there. Some guards that was bigger. And taught me some moves that, they saw that, I could transfer it to my game. So, obviously just taking everything I can learn from those big time coaches and, applying them to my game.
How much gear did you guys get?
Man, crazy, crazy amount. Different people got different gear. So my roommate was Trent Sisley.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Trent,
Yeah.
man. Trent had a 40 ball at the Charlie Hughes.
Oh, for sure. No, he was hooping. He was hooping. I watched that. That was amazing.
What was it?
But
What's it like? What's it like playing with Trent?
man, he can shoot the ball, he can score. He made the game easier for me. That's all I gotta say. And I mean, he impact winning, like I do. We're both winners.
Yeah.
We both like winning. We do winning things. So, it's fun playing with him. Been playing him for like 2 years now. So,
Right.
I'll be looking forward to keep it going next year, hopefully win PGM.
Who's your favorite player and why?
I'll say right now, the player I watched the most film on is Cade Cunningham and Paul George. Those two players that
Nice.
I think future my game will probably, end up being, somewhat close to their games, the
Right.
ability being tall and versatile and that can score the ball and also pass. Like Cade can really pass for his size. So I watch a lot of film on those guys, try to take things away from them
How often do you watch film?
every day. every day. Just anytime I can, free time, you know, being the best player I can be, you know, I feel like that was one of the most important points in the games. You know, I learned that at USA, Nike Elite, you know, we watched some film there. At USA, we watched a lot of film. So, you know, just, you know, seeing things from a different point of view, I feel like that's important.
What's it like, the experience you had at USA?
No, it was amazing.
Down in Colorado.
Oh, it was.
Picking the brains of really talented players, right? And you guys are all competing, but also you have really talented, knowledgeable coaches. Talk about that experience and some things you took away that you're going to bring into Peach Jam within the next couple of weeks.
Just really, you know, being active every play. And that's the main thing they taught me, just being dominant. I mean, the coaches is amazing. You know, they've been doing it for some while now, and they got several gold medals. So, you know, they know what it takes to win and get to the next level. I mean, they have players that, you know, are pros in the NBA, like Jason Tatum. You know,
right.
Some coaches talk to him about, you know, how he prepares and how he, you know, prepare his body, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, those are some things I'll take with me to, you know, Peach Jam. Just, you know, just being active and being dominant every play.
What is Peach Jam for the listener who is thinking about playing Peach Jam for next year, and this kid is rather a eighth grader going to be a freshman, or a freshman going into sophomore, but next year is going to be his first time possibly going to Peach Jam? How would you describe your Peach Jam experience and what Peach Jam is?
It's just an amazing experience to, you know, show what you can do. It's a lot of coaches there. It's a really competitive environment. You know, nobody want to lose. I'll tell you that. Nobody want to lose. So you do anything to win, you know, and it really brings out, you know, a different level in players, you know, that they didn't even know they have, you know, just being in that environment, some NBA scouts there, some coaches there. So, I mean, the, you know, for eighth grader coming in, ninth grader, all I have to say, I mean, is just get ready for it. I mean, you know, it's kind of hard because, you know, you probably haven't played in an environment like that, you know, going into your freshman year. But, you know, just make sure, you know, your skills are sharp. So when you get there, you know, you can showcase, you know, all you got to offer.
You went off this weekend. I was watching the highlights. And as a ball player, I know I was overlooked sometimes. I was a tweener, right? I was an undersized four. And, you know, there were some roster spots that I should have made, right? Whether that was going to a camp, and I just didn't get that invite. But I used that motivation to my next event, my workouts. You ended up short, you know, at USA. What's that fire like for you now that you're going to bring every game and obviously your workouts? What was that feeling like?
I mean, the USA experience, you know, obviously it was great. But, you know, I came up short and, you know, I mean, it hurt me, man. It hurt me. Just, you know, being that close, you know, and taste. And, you know, I mean, everything was right there, but, you know, I was this close away. So just working that much harder, you know, knowing I was that close, you know, knowing I had a chance to make it, but, you know, some things didn't go my way. So, you know, obviously I was very motivated by it. So, you know, I mean, that made me just, it sparked a fire in me that I didn't even know I had. So just being in the gym,
Jared Quarles told me this story, and I'll share it with you on record. We was in the airport, and Jared was passing out all of the NBA top 100, which is coming up in a couple of days or so.
Yes.
And it was me, Rafael Davis, Yogi, AJ Hammonds, Devontae Smith Rivera. Obviously, we were loaded. And we was loaded back then. And Jared was giving out everyone's top 100 letters, and he didn't give me my letter. And I was like, man, where's my top 100 letter? He like, man, you didn't make it. Oh, man, that crushed me in the airport, right? Like, I was like, what do you mean I didn't make it? Like I give people work. And in that moment, I knew, like, okay, I got to switch the gear, whether that's how I work out, my approach to the game, because I knew that I should have belonged there. And I know you feel like you should have belonged in the USA. Yes. And I saw that impact that you had at the Charlie Hughes, where it's like, man, I'm the best one on the floor.
Yes. And that was like, and that carried over to Nike Elite. Charlie Hughes, we went to Kentucky, been a live period there. So, I mean, just, you know, just having that fire in me. I mean, I never felt that before. I've never been, you know, cut from any team.
Right.
So, no, it just sparked something I didn't know I have. And, you know, just, yeah, like you said, it changed my approach to different things, you know, to basketball. It kind of humbled me a little bit in a way.
Right.
Like, no, nah, we still got more. We still got some more work to do.
Yeah, that's a fact. And, you know, you're still getting recruited. At the end of the day, we're trying to go to school for free and for sure. Not come out of pocket. What's some of those schools that's been reaching out to you? Heavy.
Yeah, I mean, the schools that's, you know, been recruiting me for, you know, a while now, IU, Purdue, Gonzaga has been recruiting me for about a year.
Yeah, that's a big one. Congrats on that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all on the West Coast. Yeah.
And Duke, they're just now getting in the picture. They came to pretty much all my games this past weekend. And big time, like Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Coach Izzo came to all my games. Probably for the past summer now. I mean, he made me a priority. So I have a lot of good relationships with different schools. So no, it's a blessing.
Yeah, I see like TCU, Arizona State, LSU offer, obviously Gonzaga that you just mentioned. And man, going through your timeline on Twitter, man, you've been busy, right?
Yes,
and sometimes we got to get hit with reality, and then we'll unlock something that we didn't think was there, and then you just start to see a surge and take off. And that's what I'm seeing in your game right now. That's why I can't wait for Peach Jam, because that environment is like none other. It's hot.
Yes,
it's gonna be
sure.
about 100 degrees, and
yes,
it's gonna be a dope time. For the kids that follow you, your fans, what's your favorite kicks to play in?
I'll say the new LeBrons. I like those.
The new LeBrons. EYBL or like EYBL?
I wear those EYBL ones a lot. I just got my Ja Morant EYBLs yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I like my Kobe's a lot too. My Kobe EYBLs.
The
Kobe
purple?
60. The purple ones.
Yeah, I like got a pair.
So I wouldn't say I have a favorite shoe, but I'll say I have like probably those three shoes. Those are my most comfortable and different color styles. I mean, it's between those three, though. I'll give you that.
Before I forget, what are you looking for in a college when people talk to you, and obviously they offer you, but what is Jalen Harrelson looking for in a college?
I mean, yeah, obviously my goal is to get to the NBA. So any school where, you know, I can get better, you know, and, you know, I can come in, you know, have an impact, build my brand up, you know, and just, you know, help me get to that next level. You know, it's a school, you know, I'll be going to, because I mean, that's the school, you know, I'm looking for.
Talk about the brand. You got merch.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, what is it? What's the apparel?
So I collab with you know, some different companies, you know, put my logo in it.
Yeah.
And so it's some different ones. But you know, I'm actually working on getting my own brand right now.
Nice.
But right now I'm in that collab phase where, you know, just put my logo on different shirts, different pants, stuff like that. But no, that's in the works. So
what made you start obviously collabing and having apparel? What triggered that mindset?
I mean, just different opportunities, you know. As my name got hired, you know, different companies start reaching out to me, you know, and looking for collabs and stuff. So I'll say just my name getting bigger in the sports world, you know, because obviously, you know, everybody with their logo on their shirt, stuff like that. But not a lot of people have the opportunity. So, you know, when I have it, you know, I might as well take advantage of it.
What's your favorite EYBL session you've been to that you think about? Dallas
or last year, Orlando.
Yeah.
Last year, Orlando was real fun. Dallas, obviously, we won a lot. I think we only lost one game that session.
Right.
And we was very together as a team. You know, we had some new pieces going to that session. I feel like we bonded pretty well. We won. And we just, you know, we just, we just bonded pretty well. I'll say last year, Orlando, I think that was the most fun because we were right by like a fair. Our hotel was right by a fair in Orlando.
I remember that.
It was real fun just, you know, hanging out with the guys and just, you know, and we won a lot that session too. So, no, I'll say those two were probably the most fun and, you know, had the best experience being at.
Jalen Harrelson, 5-star, joins the Duane Morrell podcast. Jalen, I appreciate you, man, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me, man.